Test, test.
Testing audio one.
Yes.
All right, roll call to order our Health, Rec, and Events Committee for Monday, June 6th. First item is to approve the minutes for May 2nd.
Motion to approve.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
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 Third item is public comment. If you'd like to comment today, you have 2 minutes, and we'd like to have your name and address.
Good morning, members of the committee. My name is Howard Chapman. I live at 824 Natchez Circle, and I'm here to respond to a request from former council member, Thomasina Stokes Marshall. She asked me to appear before you today and let you know that she would like to be part of the commission that you're going to be talking about today to represent senior citizens in particular. As you may know, she is the namesake of the Mount Pleasant Senior Center over on Von Collins Road, and she'd like to continue her efforts working on behalf of senior citizens as we look at the referendum coming up. Thank you.
Thank you.
Hello, good morning. Brenda Corley, 568 Wood Spring Road, and I'm here to speak with you all about item 5, the capital project referendum, and just to remind council about green space and making sure that that finds its way on the referendum. And you guys, I think that adding that to the referendum increases the chances that it's going to pass, because not everybody wants fields. There's a large portion of this town who is super interested in keeping any amount of green space available and saving that space for water to go to, for residents to use and enjoy. And it's not all about the money or fields. A lot of us want fields, but I think green space would really increase the chances that this thing is going to pass. So thank you for your time.
Thank you. Do we have any other speakers today? Okay, thank you. Oh, okay.
Good morning, just under the gun, sorry, a little late. A tree or a park bench, that should be part of it. This is not the pet projects of a little half mile square over here in this part of town. That's not where this money belongs. And what's happened over time, if you look at, there's places in this town where you can walk to 10 town facilities. There's other places you couldn't walk, a child couldn't walk at any town facility. They tried from large sections of town. So thank you.
No other speakers? Okay, thank you. Next item is review and recommendations regarding applicants for Recreation Advisory Commission. Today we want to discuss exactly what we want to represent with our commission and send that over to full council by Tuesday so that we can get this posted and get our commission filled. Mr. Rambo?
Just a quick question. Do we have this on a slide? Or
Not that one, but that is the applicant application process there, but we do have the general, the guidelines that I had forwarded over to you.
Okay.
And that's what I can pull up. And pull those up.
Okay. Yeah. No. It has the same. Oh, there we go. Yeah.
Some of the same information is duplicated on it. Yes,
okay. So I had a couple of suggestions on this. I feel like instead of saying youth sports, adult sports, camps, and kind of breaking all of that up, if we actually took those three items and then defined specific sports are kind of clusters of sports, I think would be a little bit better way to do it. So my suggestion would be to take youth sports, adult sports, and youth programs and camps off that list. And then we would have the diamond sports would be one, so baseball, softball. Sports played on a court, an indoor court, basketball, volleyball would be one. And then the sports played on a rectangular field, so soccer, football, lacrosse, rugby, those would all be represented by one person. So you're kind of clustering those sports by just the type of facility that it uses. I don't know what y'all's thoughts are on that.
Mr. Zeta?
Well, I was just going to say, so you said diamond sports, and what were you, I was writing them while you
It was the diamond sports, baseball, softball, then you have the courts, the inside courts, basketball, volleyball, and then you have the rectangular fields, so football, soccer, lacrosse, rugby, yeah. And then and some of the other sports are already represented, so you already have tennis, pickleball, you've got aquatics, just swimming, obviously.
I think it does break it down a little bit better than youth sports and adult sports, because there's a lot in there. For one person, it could be overwhelming for one person to be handling all of that. So I think breaking it down is a little bit better, for sure, than just, you know, saying youth sports and adult sports and youth program and camps.
Were we going to review where we are? I appreciate everything y'all put together for us.
And we've
gone
over
it, but I don't know.
Madam Chair and committee members, yeah, I think the intention of today's meeting was to, like I had provided guidelines, and these are guidelines based off of some research I've done of other municipalities and that sort of thing, as to the makeup of the commission. This is a draft. It's certainly open to change. That's the whole intent of this discussion today, to provide a starting point for discussion. So I think the intent today was to, if there were any changes that you would like to make to the guidelines that I had provided, including the areas that would be represented that are on there. I had provided 12 different areas of program areas that we have, and so certainly any edits to those can be made. So I'd like to leave today with a list of which program areas we want to certainly include, and then of course any other changes that you'd like to make to the guidelines, the draft guidelines that I provided.
I've reviewed, you know, the application. It looks good. I think it's important that they live in Mount Pleasant and details like that, have experience in what they're applying to do. I'm not sure if we need to narrow today when they'll meet or where, if that part of, maybe people need to know that if they're going to apply,
I think they do.
If they're going to be able to come.
Yeah.
So that was another thing that I was hoping we could discuss.
Yeah, absolutely. I think that we need to take this, you know, not slow, but we need to make sure that we do it right the first time. Actually, even ask, you know, some of the folks that really pushed hard for this program what they think about this as well, just to make sure that we're all on the same page. This is a really important change that we're going to be making. I want to make it right the first time. You know, just like you made the change just now. I thought that was good, because I was going to bring up the fact that I thought this was too much for one person, seeing youth sports. And so breaking it up the way you did, I think at least makes it easier on you know, the folks that will be using now these three different issues. Breaking it up helps a lot, because people are going to have jobs that will be working on this commission too. So we got to remember, we don't want to saddle them down with a lot. I think if we spread it out, like we did with the first one, I think that's going to be a lot better.
Okay.
Ms. Raymond.
I do think a lot of folks that are involved in recreation, particularly youth stuff, probably are busy coaching and doing other things after work hours. So I would actually think this would be a commission that might be better served meeting once a month during the workday. What time, I don't know, 10, 11 a.m., something like that. But I think during the workday would be preferable. And you're right, I do think that should definitely be on the application, that it's going to meet, the third Wednesday. And you tell us from a staff perspective, if you're going to do 1 month during, you know, at 10 or 11 a.m., what time or what particular day of the week would be good for you guys?
I think, you know, contacting the members who were selected first to organize that was time. And then, once they say select a chair and vice chair, then they can decide amongst themselves which time during the week is best.
Okay, that seems fair.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I think that's fair as well, because we don't know what kind of jobs they have. Some people may work at night, some may work in the day. I would say let them sort it out and see when it's best for them. I'd hate to kind of pinhole them into something that it's not going to work for somebody, and you've got a good person that could really help but can't now because they got to work during the time that you've, you know, demanded when they're going to have the meeting, you know what I mean?
Do we feel comfortable now with this and they can start to advertise, or?
I am. I don't know if we need a motion to go ahead.
We're comfortable if you are. I know the comment was made earlier about possibly returning to council. Council has already approved the commission, mm-hmm. So these seem like details appropriate for the committee to decide. Because if you're comfortable with the seats in the following areas, we can go ahead as early as tomorrow. I'll get with Clerk Christine to issue it as soon as possible.
Okay.
And also, if I may,
yes,
on the application process, would you be interested in stating on there, just for their information, maybe possibly a paragraph as I have described in the purpose, you know, the purpose and the responsibility, so they understand what they are, you know, what they are applying for?
Yes, that does sound good. You think?
Thank you.
Next item is discussion and possible action on a recreation capital project referendum. We've been talking about this, and council is ready to move forward. So we want to get the details to them.
Very good. Again,
at our next meeting.
Thank you. Yeah, we're looking forward to having this discussion and being able to finalize what we decide on. At first, what I'd like to do is have a refresher of where we stand on the proposed millage for an increase, and Tammy was going to be doing that for us.
Good morning. I'm Tammy Harness, Deputy CFO, standing in for Marcy today. Just to give you a refresher on the numbers, like Steve said, this is what we've been discussing for the $50 million referendum. We're looking at 15 years at 2.5% interest rate. That number is coming from our financial advisor, from banking institutions. They gave us a range of approximately 2.25 to 2.75, so we built out the model at 2.5, knowing that could go down or up slightly. We've been talking about 4 mills for this. Every mill brings in $1.1 million of revenue, so the 4 mills will generate $4.4 million in revenue. As you can see, the debt service is just over $4 million per year. So that's going to leave approximately $400,000 for operational expenses related to these projects. Any questions on the model? Okay. Any questions?
No.
That's good.
Very good.
Sure. So the next one is the tax bill. This is what it's going to look like to our residents. Currently, for a $500,000 house, the assessment ratio is 4%. That brings the assessed value to $20,000. At our current millage rate, the gross tax bill is $786. You factor in the lost credit, which is based upon the appraised value, that brings the net tax bill down to $636. With a 4% millage increase, you'll see that go up to $716. So on a $500,000 house, you're looking at a difference of $80.
Mr. Rammer.
I do have one question about this. So every 5 years, the county does reassessment on the residential properties. We are required to roll them back at
Correct.
That point.
Correct.
And then can determine if it goes up or anything after the rollback.
Thanks. You know, the green space, not Pleasant Way, it's been a priority for a lot of people. And then, of course, Rock Ridge Park, I think we're touching a lot of things. So, as far as
I, if you like, I can provide the information, just so you can have a recap of some of the information I have in my other slides. If you want to have a discussion, I do have those other slides for the recap of what we've And yes, you're right, Black Land Road certainly touched on many, many different areas for the community. Trails, ports, dime, rectangular fields, and so forth, trail station areas, tennis courts, pickleball courts, beach volleyball, and all sorts of stuff.
I guess I have a question. If this passes and we decide on, you know, Life Ranch or everything, the main project, will we list everything that we're going to do there? But in the future, will we have any ability to kind of tweak, like, leave off a vehicle or do something like that? Or once we post that for the public that we're promising this money, we'll be able to just within the park, what we're going to do. I just, you know, wondering when it comes to funding and getting projects going, if we fall short, if we'll be able to make some adjustments along the way.
We have to follow through what is dictated in the referendum. Typically, what happens to the city and the project, the overall cost, we will list on the referendum question the elements, the major elements of the park. Citizen voting, you know, there's going to be a gymnasium, it's going to be, you know, the major items. And then at the end, you typically list who encapsulate and summarize the smaller elements into one general statement. That would be the area that provides some flexibility. It would be reasonable that if things change over the course of time, yes, we still have to follow through with those major elements. The flexibility would come from the smaller elements.
Yeah, because you know, also have construction costs or whatever. You would think you're going to really hit this, this, and this, and maybe you can't hit it all. I'll make a motion to send the full council a 15-year, 4 mil. What's the correct word? A referendum vote of the voters this November 2022 for a 15-year 4 mil tax increase that would cover Rifle Range Road Park, Park West Pool renovation, Mount Pleasant Way, as well as green space and land preservation. I'll second.
All in favor? Aye.
We should be okay.
Item 6 is review of possible action with regard to recommendation for acceptance of vacation rights.
Okay, but I have James Aton. Are you here? Because he's on the Revolution Charles Green.
Good morning, committee members. James Aton, Operations Division Chief in the PDS Department. So this project here is a grant that staff sought and was awarded from South Carolina Recreational Trail Program for $100,000 for the construction of the Hanlon Trail, second of the Mount Pleasant Way, which connects the existing Rifle Range Trail Park to the new US 17 Rifle Range Connect project. And there's a match associated with that 20% of $20,000 that will be paid for out of the USMT would like on for a connector project.
So we're looking for a motion to accept the recommendation.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
I didn't expect we have a motion.
Item 7 is review possible action with regard to recommendation for acceptance of recreation contribution.
Yes, thank you. And this is another one we were very excited about that. But we were approached by Mount Pleasant Academy, resurfacing the sports court within that area, not by the school, as part of that complex. That was part of our recreation, that was part of our capital plan over there. The funding for that entire project wasn't there. They were going to have a sports court done, and they were giving to us offering money to them to be able to do that job. It has been completed. It's a $24,000 job, and Mount Pleasant Academy is offering us $12,000 to pay for half of it through the PTA. And so this needs to be approved by the community council.
Motion to approve.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Great march.
Great, it is program progress.
Thank you. Programs, I think, you can see our numbers are very strong for us. Also, I want to let you know that we just had our baseball jamboree over this weekend. And I want to show you on that, those numbers for baseball, at 692, that's 692 that are participating in recreation baseball. Fundamentals are not on this report yet. We had turned in earlier, before it was built earlier, before we had those numbers completed. But we have 747 children in the T-ball coach church. So combined, we have over 1,400 children playing baseball. So I'm very excited about those numbers there. You can see the flag football and the cross numbers are down a little bit complete this year, but very strong with our soccer, softball, track club, and our adult sports as well are doing very well. Tennis memberships are up. I won't go through each one of these areas, but I did want to mention that we have some programs coming up in the upcoming months with the T-ball coach. Well, we had the T-ball coaching chamber this past weekend. We have camps that started just this morning, and we are very busy with 6,366 children registered for camps this summer in our program. So very, very busy summer ahead of us, and we're excited about it. You can see farmers market are open, and we're very, very busy with our programs going on for the community.
Thank you.
A couple of our hack of our guys, hearing that they want to expand the Waterfront Park, and then we'll start seeing some activity on that.
It'll still be some time before we see activity on that. We're hoping sometime this fall. We're going to do the ERT process right now with our submittals that we have, and looking closely with those staff upstairs and around, upstairs from there. Moving forward with that, hopefully we will have a design that's ready to go out for bid, involved and be able to get some of that time.
And in Carolina Park, phase 3 and 4, the month, yeah, they're not provided, we're already under contract.
We are under contract with Pegasus.
Sure. All right. So when, Phil, remind me when we should start the activity there.
We should be able to believe that is involved. Obviously, the topic on that one, they expect to be starting on construction on that. But it should be able to be completed before the fall of 2023. That would be on phase 3. Phase 4, we have to go into full design on phase 4. So while we're not waiting for full phase 4 design to end before we're starting phase 3. During the same process, there's time on phase 4 to complete all the details. And we have that happen on, they are under contract and they have funding for it, but we still have to get a final quote and pricing and guaranteed maximum price on that project to add phase 4 and so forth.
Just wanted to add one more thing. We haven't talked about this, I think, in public yet. We talked about it in private, but the first responders memorial out at Waterfront Park. We're working on the designs right now. Our planning department's been kind enough to assist us with some ideas, which I think are fantastic. And also about Flag Day, about being able to recognize the new flagpole and the new flag that we have up here in our park as well, and with the fire department. I just wanted to make sure everybody kind of knew what we've been talking about, and this is some exciting things that we're going to be doing these coming up. So
absolutely, and part of this is June 14th. It was 10 a.m. that we have the schedule for raising the flag and the flagpole over there, and part of our and the fire department will be there to assist with that. Should be very nice.